Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Stuff. Today is May 27th, 2016. The title of today's report, I'm Confused. I don't know which restroom to use. So today we're going to be talking briefly about the transgender issue and what's spiritually really behind it. You know, things that happen in the physical realm where we live is usually indicative that something spiritually is going on. So what I want to do is immediately, and by the way, if you hear a clicking noise, I'm on my iPhone, and so when I go to my Bible, you'll hear a clicking. Nothing wrong with your system or audio. It's me, okay? So I'm going to go to my Bible now. Here comes the click. All right. And we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his, I'm going to stress that, his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. All right, and so we see the establishment of God's order in the world. Male and female. And so here's what I've been thinking about. To me, it's obvious that Satan is attacking the order, God's order, established order. How is he doing that? Well, today, everything's upside down. Today, if you want to be a man and you want to have sex with other men, that's okay. If you're a woman and you want to have sex with women, that's okay. And if you're a guy but you feel like a girl, well, then you can just change your gender, your God-assigned gender, and just change it to a woman. And you can put on makeup and a wig and just behave like women do and go into shower rooms and bathrooms and into private areas that all the women are in. And it's highly acceptable now for you to do that if you're a guy, but you look like a woman or feel like a woman on that particular day. You know, the words coming out of my mouth as I speak it sounds so utterly absurd and ridiculous that it just stupefies me that I'm even having to talk this way, to speak against the evil of our culture and our day. So God created man and woman, and God, according, you read Romans chapter 1, I know I go back to that a lot, but really, Paul outlined what the sin of our day would be. But the natural order is a man is attracted to a woman's attracted to a man. They have sexual intercourse together so they can procreate and have children that are in their image. God wanted man and woman to fall in love, to become married, to have sexual intercourse with one another so that they could have children and they could experience what God experienced when he created us, having a creation, human beings that would be in his image. Now, some would say, well, how do you prove what the image of God is? Simple. Look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our example of what a male is, okay? In other words, God and the personage of God is male. A lot of people don't like that. You know, a lot of people want to make God a she, but God is not a she. God is a he. Everywhere in the Bible, when God is referenced, it is capital H for he. Okay? He created us in his image. And so we fall in love with one another as human beings so we can procreate and experience that ability to have children, to have a part of ourselves be prolonged in this life, that our children can fall in love, get married one day, and have children of their own, and then we have grandchildren, so on and so forth. This is the order of things. Well, today, if you look at the picture that's attached to this podcast, you see a bathroom, and you see three different symbols. Now, I'm utterly confused when I look at that. When I grew up, I knew that the silhouette of a person that had pants or slacks on was the boys' restroom. And I knew that that's where I go. The silhouette with the triangular dress, or looked like a dress, that was for the women or the girls. And I knew that I used the boys' restroom and the girls used the girls' restroom. And it was just the way it was. I was never confused. I never had any doubt where I was supposed to go to the bathroom and do my private business. I knew, I mean, from 4 years old, which bathroom to use. Well, now, here I am at 60 years old, and I don't know which bathroom to use anymore. When I see those three signs, I go totally numb. I go, what does that mean? Am I allowed to go into that bathroom? It's utterly ridiculous. Now I want to run one other thing by you. There was a survey taken, a face-to-face survey by a Japanese young man who was a man. He wasn't transgender. He wasn't homosexual. He was a man that was a heterosexual. He did an interview, and I believe it was done in New York. He interviewed a bunch of millennials of all different sexes, so males, females, everything. And he went up to them and he said, if I were to tell you that I'm a girl, would you believe me and accept that? Oh, and the answer in almost every case was, well, if you say you are, then yeah, we believe you, then you're a girl. That is how messed up our society has become, where the kids today growing up do not look at a man or a woman and associate them as a man and a woman anymore. They associate them as whatever they say they are. Now, if that's not an attack by Satan on God's created image, then I don't know what is. And that's what Satan is doing right now. He's trying to bring down and rip apart the natural order that God has established and created. He's going to corrupt it. That's what he is. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer from the beginning. That's all he does, and that's all he knows. So we're in a mess, and our children, if they go to public schools, are going to be very confused. And it's going to be up to you, Christian parents, to make sure your kids are set straight and that they know what the natural, godly order of things is. That's up to you. You can't depend on the schools anymore. This is Bro Steph. I've got to run. My time is up. Please remember, if you don't know Jesus Christ, go to brosteph.com, B-R-O-S-T-E-F as in Frank.com, brosteph.com, and read How to Accept Christ and Start Your New Life with Him. Do it today. It's very, very important. And for all of you who are walking with the Lord, remember to live out your faith. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. See you on the next Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph.